Let me see.
Oh, bring in Super Dave.
Super Dave is going to help us with the end of this What My Valentine Doesn't Know game. And also he can tell us about what he bought at Target.
Yeah, he had a little shopping spree today.
I saw him out in the hallway and he said he had a treasure trove. His words, not mine. A treasure trove. Hey, Dave, what did you get at Target?
I got all kinds of stuff.
Well, share it with us, Dave. Show us what you have.
What'd you get, buddy?
A little show-and-tell Dave style.
Buddy?
A little Stetson.
Oh, that's a lovely cologne.
Some cologne. Stetson nice. Black. That's nice.
I don't like that.
Stetson Black.
This is Robert the Mailman.
I don't care for it.
Got some stuff to go with my fusion system.
Now share. What do we have? We have shaving cream?
Right, shaving gel.
Shaving gel.
The sensitive hydrogel.
Right.
Then I got the Hydra Smooth after I shave.
Oh, to smooth your face?
Right, and then I got the blades.
Oh, you got the blades
for
that.
Fusion Power.
So you got yourself a state-of-the-art razor.
Right.
Dave, didn't you have a shaved head?
Yes, I did.
Hey, that's right.
I do that in the summertime.
Ah, yes, summertime.
And the living is easy.
Then I got some Febreze.
Sure.
So that throughout the day.
Right.
As the time goes
sure,
on.
Absolutely. Yep, we understand.
I don't stay as fresh
right.
through the day.
Exactly.
Some people use deodorant or body sprays. You use Febreze.
You know, you might surprise yourself. You might not even need that Febreze with all this stuff that you
hope
have.
Hope you don't.
What else you
and
get,
then
Dave?
I got some white antimicrobial moisturizing wipes.
Wonderful.
Some wipes, good.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Got some high endurance deodorant.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Boy, oh boy.
Got the odor eaters for the shoes.
Oh, wonderful
spray,
stuff.
Spray.
And look at that, a big thing of all to wash your clothes in.
Laundry. Right.
Some laundry detergent.
And some fresh breath spray.
Oh, all sure. Wonderful.
All I can say is whoever financed that for you has a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm. And got a electric toothbrush.
You know, it seems to me that whoever paid for all of that must have given you hundreds of dollars.
Sounds like
Dave.
And
Dave.
The new Dave. Extreme.
Dave. You might want to say thank you to Don.
Oh,
thank
Mike.
You
I don't.
Very
I don't.
Much.
Oh, I know.
Mike,
no, I know.
Want,
I know. You
I don't want nothing for this, Mike.
And the Tag body spray that's supposed to
Dave.
Drive the women crazy.
Yeah.
Tom's
Dave.
Initials.
Hey, Dave. Dave. He got you all that stuff.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Little, show him a little love. You see?
Right. Thank you very much.
How about a hug?
Sure.
I'm kidding. not until you put the stuff on that makes you smell better.
And the Aquafresh toothpaste he's got there.
Oh,
too.
Right. The extreme cleaning stuff.
Uh-huh. Extreme cleaning.
How'd the
right.
shopping go, Joe?
It was great, and I would like to shout out to Tommy from Armand's because he threw in $40 out in the parking lot,
wow.
too.
So wow.
He spent $95.
Oh, well, no wonder it looked like my $40 went so far.
Boy, I was going to say, that's quite a little windfall.
Right, we burned
and
right
then,
through that.
And then the 16-pack of Irish Spring.
And is that your favorite soap?
Yes, it is.
Good stuff.
Well, glad to hear it. Super Dave.
Just got a hot breaking text.
This is a great text.
Rob's got a text message?
Rob just got a text message from Robert Mailman. Message. This is effed up. I am currently in a ditch in McLean.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, Robert.
We're sorry.
Robert hit some black ice.
Ironically. You got to look out for those black ice.
Who he?
Now, does Dave have running water?
Yes.
About
I don't know. Dave, do you have running water?
Yes, I do.
Is your shower fixed?
We don't have a shower. All we have is a bathtub.
Hot water. You have hot water.
Well, you got plenty of toiletries there that are going to make your bathing experience something special.
It should.
And make sure nobody rips you off. You hold on to that stuff.
And Dave, don't forget, we'll get you down here in a couple of weeks, and Mike's going to take you out and buy you a new suit of clothes.
I'm going to take you right next door. We're going to go to the men's warehouse there, and we're going to get you a really, really nice outfit, maybe a couple of them.
Now, let's see if we can finish this game up here with Dave making the call. What are you smelling him right now?
No, it's Joe's spray. Joe did a little spraying. Not Joe's spray, but what was that you sprayed in here, Joe?
It's a fag. I mean, tag.
Tag.
He's a tag fag now. Like, I use
should
it.
Have had
fag.
Some of that when Mercedes was here.
I can smell it in here.
Let's see if Dave wants to help out with this game. What my Valentine doesn't know won't hurt her or him. Boy, Joe, you went heavy on that spray, my friend.
Whoa.
Wow, you know, Al.
Oh God,
Al Gore was right.
Oh man, yes, the environment's getting warmer as we speak.
Christ, there's a lot of aerosol spray in this room right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's bad.
Strike a match,
Mike. You want to try the guy in Wichita or the guy in Miami?
Go for the guy in Wichita. Okay. I like the engagement thing.
Yeah.
I don't care. Now, you know, and you know what? This is a protest against all those people that said it was that hump from the other radio.
Right. Right. Try to do it now, Dave. Here's the setup. You're going to be calling a woman named Cindy. Or hold on, do we want Mike to say this? Do we want Dave to say this? I mean, Mike, the caller.
Right. I think Mike's got to tell his wife what the secret is. That's part of the deal.
But maybe Dave can just have
Dave can set it up.
Dave can do what you and I do.
Yeah, we can have Dave call, and once we get the clearance from the wife, we can say we're playing a little game called What My Valentine Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
See, Dave, the setup here is, and please don't tell the wife this, the husband gave his wife an engagement ring
that belonged to another woman, that he bought for another woman.
That he'd given to his ex-fiancée, and also she wore underpants and bras that the other woman bought.
Right.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to say, hey, hi, the woman's name is Cindy. And what you're going to say, Dave, is, Cindy, thanks for coming on the show. We're playing a little radio game. And
have your husband, Mike, on the phone.
We have your husband, Mike, right. And you might want to tell her Happy Valentine's Day.
You ready, Robbie?
Yes. Yes.
Nine.
I just all burped right. And sounded like Anna Nicole Smith.
Without further ado, let's welcome, what's her name again?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Here's our friend Super Dave.
Hi, Cindy. Start again, Dave. Right. Hi, Cindy. This is Super Dave. We're playing a little game called What My Fiance...
Valentine
doesn't know.
Won't hurt her. Right.
And we have your husband on the other line.
Okay.
Beautiful. Well done, Dave. Thank you very much,
Super Dave. Dave.
And now here is Mike. Mike, you have something that you want to tell your wife now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead now. It's all on you, Mike. It's time for you to speak to your wife.
Hey, before you do this, I would just like to ask, what's her name again?
Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. Is your husband like some Larry the Cable Guy on some crappy FM station in Wichita?
Is he what? Is Larry the Cable Guy?
No, does your husband
is he a DJ?
Work as a doing bits on radio? Has he been on the radio?
Not today.
Just today.
I believe.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike, go ahead. Please tell your wife what she needs to hear on Valentine's Day.
Hey, Cindy?
Yes.
Hello?
Cindy, can you hear Mike?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mike.
Remember when we went out and I got you the engagement ring?
Yes.
Well, that belonged to Mary. She actually never wore it, but we picked it out, and that's just the ring that I gave you.
Okay, so is this a joke?
No, the wedding ring belonged to Mary.
I'll tell you right now.
Is your crap detector going off?
Yeah, because of her response.
Yeah.
Figured $1,500 wedding ring, I just give it to you.
This is a joke, right?
Now, Mike, tell her about the underpants.
What?
And you guys, come on! You guys said that she wore them. She never wore them.
No. Well, tell her about
just these. Tell her about the lingerie, Mike.
Well, that was actually bought for Mary too, but she never wore it.
Is this a joke?
No, she never wore it. That's what I gave to you. I mean, I gave her other cool stuff for Valentine's Day today.
You gave your wife, Cindy, other Valentine's Day gifts?
Well, yeah, you know, chocolates and flowers, things like that.
But the engagement ring?
Was a ring that you gave your ex-fiancée.
Your ex-fiancée never wore it because you never actually went through with it, right?
Right. She never wore it, just like she never wore the lingerie and none of that stuff.
So the ex-fiancée never had the ring on her finger?
No.
Well, that kind of...
But you picked it out with her?
Yes.
Kind of takes the lead out of our pencil a little bit. What about the lingerie?
You guys said she wore it, but she never wore it.
Did you pick it out together with her?
Oh, I bought it for her, though.
You bought it for her.
I bought it for Mary, but...
Did you ever have any clue that the engagement ring you're wearing, Cindy, actually was picked out for another woman?
No.
No.
How do you feel about that?
not real happy.
Uh-huh. Not real happy. You know, Mike, I wish you would have told us this part about her never, because what you're doing is softening the blow when your wife is on the telephone mm-hmm. by saying she never wore the ring. You see, honey, what your husband intimated when he called us was that he had given the ring to a woman and that you were getting a ring that had already been used by a woman. And furthermore, he went out and he bought her lingerie and had so much like crotchless panties and training bras and everything and nursing bras or whatever they are that are sexy for chicks. He had so much stuff for her left over. He just gave you the scraps.
No, the only time she ever wore it's when we tried it on.
Oh. Oh, dear.
I thought you said she didn't wear them.
Well, she'll wear it. She tried it on to see if it fit and looked good and all that. Look,
define wearing. Wearing is, were the underpants near her hair?
Oh. No.
Right. I know I'm the retard of the bunch, but wearing, it's defined, means putting something on.
Very good, Dave.
Whether it's for
Thank
one
you,
second
That's right,
or for
Dave.
One day.
That's right. But that, you know, all of this is all well and good here, but I'm just still questioning reactions a little bit.
Me too. So
that's that. You got all the information, Cindy, and that's why the game's called What My Valentine Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her, and now you've been informed.
So, Cindy, what happens now?
I'm not sure. I'm just kind of, I don't know.
Okay. Why don't you threaten him with divorce?
We've only been married 6 months.
Only 6 months.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for playing the game, both of you guys.
Thank you. Thank you both very much.
I think we'll have a very nice parting gift for both of you.
Very nice.
You see, Mike, the thing is, for whatever reason, we just don't believe you, dude.
Okay.
In fact, the whole thing is everybody's getting silent now, and
yeah,
it's just
very quiet.
That always arouses a suspicion.
Mike,
are you suspicious, Dave?
A little bit.
Mike, we always like giving liars a chance to come clean on the show and get the prize anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something you want to tell us, you know, we will have spies everywhere. This is the time to tell us.
Are you lying to us, Mike, about all of this with your wife?
I promise I'm not, man.
All right, man.
Obviously, she's upset. So I wish I was, but I'm not.
Okay.
Are you upset, honey?
Yeah.
She's not talking, and that's not always a sign that it's BS. It's sometimes a sign that she's overwhelmed.
Right.
What are you upset about, if you don't mind me asking?
What are you most upset about?
And picking at this wound.
I mean, it just makes you wonder, you know, what else is there?
Yeah, what else is there? That's an honest answer. That's a legit answer.
It is. Well,
I'm coming back to the other. I'm coming back to the other side now, Don.
Right.
The dark side. The dark side where I believe our listeners.
So that's kind of the end of the game. I guess we should have called the guy who has a 21-year-old kid.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe his wife wouldn't have said anything either.
Maybe she wears lingerie.
Hey, Mike. Dave like that.
Mike? All
right.
I guess I got some left over.
Know your audience.
Okay.
Yeah, know your audience. That's
there
that's
you go.
It.
That's how we play the game. That's $500.
Thanks, Mike. Mike, what's your favorite kind of pie?
Mike?
Chocolate.
Very good.
Chocolate pie.
Interesting. Okay.
See, I know
and the fact that I got that answer disturbs me more now.
Because he might be playing dumb.
Yes.
Because a dumb guy wouldn't have known to say the chocolate pie thing, because that's our code for somebody being dumb.
In the way we run this silly little show, the right answer would have been apple.
All right.
Rob thinks we should only give them $80. Rob is here to discount the prize.
He's very good at that.
Everybody,
He's
hold on.
He's got a strong background in retail.
Thank hold you. On a second, because as you know, our legions of private investigators, many of them with legions, are calling now. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, it's Adam from Sacramento again.
Yes, Adam, again.
Yeah, I got a trifecta on this guy.
Wait a minute, Adam, I'm sorry. You cannot call to be a super sleuth. You're the one that called about the herpes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was the herpes lie. That's not fair.
And he was still on the line. My mistake.
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Where's some more of our sleuths? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's you.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
I wanted to let you guys know that if you're celebrating VD Day today, you have to separate. Tomorrow it's STD Day.
Why are you laughing at that, Rob?
Because
why the hell are you laughing at
that? If you don't laugh, you cry.
What was the joke?
It
wasn't even a joke. I was laughing at how bad it was.
Yes.
Okay, but what was the bad joke?
That if today is VD, tomorrow is STD. It's not funny.
Today is VD, tomorrow is SVD?
No.
I'm out. I have no idea. STD for sexually transmitted diseases.
Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, crickets.
Right, Ed. And on live one and on HFS, Ed Norris has
what
Ed Norris has a shovel of wisdom, and I'd like to break it out on this guy.
Okay.
Are you mentioning another radio show?
He is, but I think it's on our station in Baltimore.
Okay. Right, oh, that's good. All right. Good.
He's
I'm sorry.
He's got what's called the shovel of wisdom.
Yes, you said that before.
Anybody
Thank
that's
you.
Stupid
he's got
or
the,
ignorant,
he's got,
he whacks them with the shovel of wisdom.
He's got a KMS shirt on as well. Those are the morning guys on HFS.
Dave, that's right. That's right. Is that the show you're talking about?
No, that's show another show.
It's another show.
Him.
Okay. Are you familiar with Hank the mechanic?
No.
All right. He's all right, very popular in Wichita.
I tell you what, Dave, why don't you go in the other room and just work all this out with these people on the phones? Would you mind?
Would you talk to them on the phone?
Would you mind? Just go back to the screener's room.
Don't you have a party to go to?
Right. I've
got we
got to
get you out of here.
Sports park.
Yep, no problem at all.
And also, it's Buzz's News Hour coming up.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
So we got to roll on.
Happy Valentine's Day, Dave.
Thank you,
Dave. Happy Valentine's
thank
Day,
you. Great job today.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's take a couple of quick calls here from our jury of your peers. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what celebrity does this guy's wife resemble, and how she look in the lingerie? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, for goodness sakes. We're all the people who want to weigh in on this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, give the rest of the money to Dave. Let him go to Hooters and have a good time.
That's not a bad idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there,
Don and Mike Show.
Rob wants to keep the money.
Of course he does.
Hey, is the lady still on the phone?
Yeah, she's on one of these lines. Why?
I think you might need to ask her a few more questions. Get Mike on there, man. He'll take
No,
care.
You know, she's not offering anything, and she's not going to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Dave from Wichita. I think this guy's full of crap.
Why?
Because he's from Wichita.
That's not fair.
That was all right, here's all I have to say.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay? There you go. There you go.
Well, you know, really, I think this was a terrible reason to diminish that Walmart stock today, which you're going to see tomorrow, really, when those stores are emptied out.
It'll bounce back.
It's a shame.
Well, that's how we play the game, Mike. And, of course, like in life, there's not always a winner at the end of the game.
But you remember the silver lining here, okay? Come late summer, some of their houses are going to be blown clean off the slab.
Having said that, you are... with a capital C.
Wrong tape.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak,
yes,
I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Oh. Amen. Let's
man.
Give the guy $500 and be done with it, okay?
Yes, send him away. Off you go.
Okay. There you go. Rob still wants to negotiate it down from $5, but Mike, you win $500.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Hank the Mechanic. Thanks for being on the show.
Hold on, brother. All right,
dude.
All right, man.
Hang on.
You know, all we ask for, Mike, is just a little focus. What the hell are you doing there? What are you paying attention to?
Well, I'm just driving right now. I'm excited I won the money, but I have a feeling I got a pissed off wife when I get home.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Me too.
Have Jesus Christ. Nothing made me happier tonight. I go. Tragedy on this Valentine's night in Wichita, Kansas.
A long-haul trucker returned to his trailer park to have 4 shots poured into his chest by his angry wife, Cindy.
Sadly, blood on the sunflower tonight.
The good news, Rob gets to keep $500 that doesn't belong to him.
Oh, my God.
Back in the hopper.
What a Valentine's show this has turned out to be. Sure what an oogie mess. And it started out so beautiful with my mother-in-law's BM.
It truly did.
It's a top 5.
All right, we will come back, as Dave said, with the Buzz News Hour right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.